Okay, we're going to learn Daf Samach Dalid in Yuma. We're going to start from the two dots on the towards the top of the Yomid, five lines down from the top. So the Mishnah says, Im shal shem meis zesh ala alav. So we're talking about after you made the goyrel and there's the two goats. One is the Sawyer and one is La'azazel. We have one goat, the Sawyer, one goat La'azazel that they already did a goyrel. And then at that point, one of them is Nifter. So we're going to have to do another replacement. So we do another replacement by bringing in a second set of goats and that we do the goyrel. So now that we have a second set, so altogether we have three goats. So the Mishnah says the Sheni Shebezug, the second one has to either graze or, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is going to die. But the point is, we have an extra goat. So the Gemara is now going to try to figure out which one of the goats of the pair is the extra. So let's just say, for argument's sake, it was the Azazel one that was Nifter, that died. So the first Lashem goat is still there. Now, when you do a second goat, you're going to have a double Lashem, because the La'azazel is going to replace the dead one, but now you have two. So the question was, which one do we keep and which one do we send to pasture? So the Gemara says like this, Omer Rav, Sheni Shebezug Rishoin Yikarev. He says, actually, what you do is you use the original one that was the first one that you did the Goyrel, and Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yira. And he says, so according to Rav, it's the second pier that is the extra. The double from the second pier, that's the extra. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Sheni Shebezug Rishon Yiroa, Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yikarev. He says just the opposite. He says that the second one from the first pier becomes extra, and we'll see the reason in a second. And the second pier, because it's a whole pier, you use the second pier entirely. So, but my kamiflu, once you understand what they argue about, it's very easy to remember which sheet is which. So you have Machlekes Rav and Rav Yochanan. So what are they arguing about? Rav Savar Balachayim Einan Nidchin. Rav Yochanan Savar Balachayim Nidchin. Which means as follows. When you have an animal that was designated as a carbon, and then for some reason it has a problem, a psul, that makes it ineligible for the carbon, even if the problem passes, the question is, does that animal revert back to being eligible to be a carbon? So it depends. There's different stages where the animal could be up to. It could be after Shechita, it could be before Shechita. So here we have a machlekes, while the animal is still alive, whether or not it can revert back. So Rav holds that it can. It's not a problem. Well, obviously, while the psul or the mum or whatever it is there, so obviously you can't use the carbon. But once the psul passes, according to Rav, since it's a live animal, it's back to its original state, so mamela, you could use it, and that's why Rav holds that you'll go back to using the first goat that you intended to use. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, obviously he holds that once they have a problem, it doesn't go back to the way it was originally. Mamela, you have no choice but to use the second set. And the Gemara says like this, where do we get this from? My time at the Rav, where does Rav get this, that since that he holds that the Balachayim are not Nidchin, they don't get pushed off? The Yalath Memechusurzman, that we can learn out the concept just like by any other carbon that at one point had a problem that it was too young, and now it's eligible. So we see what's the halacha over there. Mechusurzman, la bafalgav de hashtaloi chazi, even though right now at the moment I cannot use the carbon because it's too young. Ki hoda mechzei shaper dami, but now that it becomes old enough or it becomes eligible, so we don't have a problem with the fact that it was once had a problem. So over here also we should say there's no difference, that even though while the animal is alive, even though it had for a moment in time a problem, but now that the problem went away, it should be eligible to be used as a garment. So the Gemara says, one second, me dummy, how could you compare it to a case of mechusur zman? Hosam lo yischazi klal. The difference is that over there, by the mechusur zman, let's say the animal is only 7 days old, so it never was a carbon yet. It only was waiting to be a carbon. It never was, never a valid carbon that has a problem. It never was roi. Hacha nira v'nidcha. Whereas over here, we're talking about a carbon that was actually designated and designed to be a carbon, and then it had a problem. Maybe that's worse, and it should not be able to revert back to its original status. Elo, so the Gemara says, you're right, that's not the real reason. Elahainu taima de Rav, you want to know the real reason of Rav, diyalf mi balmum oiver. We'll use the example. We have an idea that if a carbon has a mum, obviously if it has a real mum that can never be restored, so there's nothing to talk about. That carbon is completely puzzled. But if you have a mum that was only a passing problem, when the problem goes away, the Torah, we'll see in a second, will say that you can use that carbon. But let's make the comparison first. Bal mum oiver, when you have a mum that's going to pass, even though at the moment you cannot use it, ki hadr michsi, shaper dami, when it becomes ready to be used as a carbon, it's okay to use it. So we see that it was a good carbon with a small problem. We let the problem pass and we reinstate it. So hachanami loishna. So over here also the same thing, we had a perfectly valid carbon, it had a psul of some sort because its match was missing, so once the problem goes away, we can reinstate it. So that's Rav Shita. Now, we're basing this on a concept of a Baal Mum Oiver. So you have to first prove that that concept is true in our example of a Baal Mum Oiver. How do we know that? Because it says in the Pasuk, Mishchosim Ba, Bahem Mum Bum. They are Mishchosim, they are no good because they have a Mum. So we darshan Mum Bum, Hudala Yiratzu. It's only because currently it has a Mum. That's why it's not accepted as a carbon. Ha'avar Mumon Yiratzu. And we darshan from that, but if the Mum goes away, so now it could be a good carbon already. So we see the pasuk allows that when we have a mum that goes away, you can reinstate the carbon. What about Rav Yochanan, who holds that by a Baal Chai, even while during a Baal Chai, once it has a psul, it doesn't get reinstated? He says, you're right, it's true over there. Miyad Rahman Abahem. So because over there the Torah says they are okay. So we dash in Haim Hu Dhi Avar Mumon Yiratzu. It's true. By a Baal Mum, the Torah allows that when the mum goes away, the animal now becomes okay. Yiratzu, when they become, you can use them, reinstate them as a carbon. Ha kol dechuyin, ha nitchu nitchu. But other types of psulim, once they have a problem, they're pushed away, and they're no good. They're no good for a carbon. They do not get reinstated. So Rabbi Yochanan has a good point because the Torah seems to have a miyut. The Rav, what does Rav do with that miyut? Hahu bahem be'enayuhu deloy miratzu. He darshans the word bahem for a totally different point. He says that it's coming to tell us that it's only a problem to use a mum oiver while you can recognize and identify the carbon that has the problem. Ha'ayidei taruvos mirtzu. He says even by a mum oiver that really even currently has the problem, if that animal or a piece of the meat of that animal gets mixed up and entangled with other karbonos, even that is not possible according to the Torah. Because at the time we learned in a Mishnah similar to this, because it says, Eivarim tamimim be'eivarim balimumim. If you have the limbs of a perfectly kosher animal that gets mixed together with the limbs of an animal that's a balmum, so now they're all mixed together. Rabbi Lozer says, Im kariv harosh shel echad mehem. Let's say you went ahead before you realized that there was a problem over here, and you brought the head of the animal onto the Mizbeach, so now it's possible that that head was exactly the problem, and you already brought it on the Mizbeach, so Yakrivu kol roshen kulon. So you're able to bring the rest of the animals. You're allowed to assume that the one that was problematic was already taken out of the mix, and everything else is okay. And similarly, Kerov Shalachat Mehen. If you would, again, the idea is that if you had the limbs of the animals mixed together, and you already brought one of those limbs on the carbon, Yakrivu Kol Karaim Kulam, same thing. You can now bring the rest of the limbs onto the Zeh, because according to Rebbe Lozer Shita, you can assume Lekula, you look for every possible Kula possible, that the problematic carbon was already removed from the combination, and the rest are completely mutter. The Chachamim Oimrim, the Chachamim say, Afilu Karev Kulon Chutz Meyachot Mehen Yotzel LeBeis HaSreif. The Chachamim will take the exact opposite position, and they say, no, even if there's one animal left, and it's possible that that one animal that's in front of us is the one with the problem, we have to assume that it is the problem. In any event, but according to Rebbe Lozer Shita, we see that the Pasuk that says that when you have a Mum, it's going to be a Mum Oiver is a problem, and it's okay when it leaves, is only a problem while it is recognizable and identifiable. But once it's mixed with something else, it's going to be completely mutter. That's what Rav darshans with the pasuk of Bahem. The iduch. So how does Rabbi Yochanan know this halacha? Because l'chayre this is a machlekas Rabbi Lozer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yochanan's an amayri, can't be chiluk on them. So how does he know this halacha? So nafkalei mi bum Bahem, because the Torah could have written the word bum, and instead it says Bahem with the extra hay, so the Torah must be coming to tell us this extra drasha. The iduch. So Rav, why doesn't he also dash in a bum Bahem with this extra drasha? Gemara answers, Bam Bahem Lo Darsh, he doesn't darshan this extra, he doesn't feel that this is an extra drasha which would allow us to make a drasha similar to this point. In any event, so we see that according to Rav, the Balachayim are not Nidchin, meaning it's not a problem. Once they're restored from their problem, we reinstate them. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, it continues to be a problem. and therefore once it has a problem, it continues to be a problem even later after the problem leaves. So the Gemara asks a very basic question, which you kind of you think in the back of your head as soon as you read this Gemara. Ula Rav, according to Rav, that says that the first pier, the remaining animal from the first pier can be used. Nehi nami debale chayim en enichin. Even if you agree that the fact that it had a problem doesn't make it completely ineligible, you could use it. However, that doesn't mean that you necessarily have to use it. Why does the Mishnah make it sound like a statement that this is the way it has to be? That even though it was a problem for a moment, now that you restored the problem, you must use the first one, and the second one becomes the extra. Why does it have to be that the second one is the extra? According to Rav, yes, it's true that I could use the first one, but why am I, so to speak, obligated to you? Why must I use the first one and reinstate it and get rid of the extra second one? So why do we pick the first over the second? Amar Rava, Rav Savalok Rabbi Yosi. He holds like Rabbi Yosi to Amar Mitzvah Berishayin, because Rabbi Yosi has a shita, as we'll explain in 1 second, and immediately after, that once an animal is picked and chosen to be the animal that's used as a carbon or any other type of carbon kedusha thing, we want to try to use that as much as possible. So here also, once the animal was originally designated as the carbon, we're gonna try to use that as the animal. Hi, Rabbi Yosef. Now, where did Rabbi Yosef make this statement that we know that it would apply over here also? Again, he definitely made the statement. The question is, how do we know that it's in a context that can apply in this case as well? Inema Rabbi Yosef the Kupois. If you're going to tell me it's Rabbi Yosef the Kupois, that Rabbi Yosef says over there, by the way they collected the Machzis HaShekel at the beginning of every year, that they use the Karbonis. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Shalosh Kupois Shal Shalosh Shalosh Son. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a room that had three large pushkas. Each pushka had three soin, shebehen tarmin and salishka, that from there they used to take the trumo, that they used the money to bring the karbonos, the carbon tamid and the carbon sibur that Klal Yisrael needed. So they would take the truma from these pushkas, because of aleim aleph beis gimel, and on the side of the pushka would have the letters aleph beis gimel to identify which pushka was filled first. The Tanya, we have a brisa to explain this. Amar Rabbi Yosi, loma kos of aleim aleph beis gimel. Why do we need to know which one's first and second and third? Leida to know eizem mehen nitruma rishon, so that we know which one was the truma was put in first. Lahavi emena rishon, so that we can take money from that pushka first. If it was the first to be filled up, it's the first that we're going to use for the karbonis. Here, Rabbi Yosi adds, shemitzvah berishayin, because it's a mitzvah always to use the first one that's ready. We should use the first one for the kedusha also. So therefore, we want to make a comparison to our case and say, since the first set was designated to be used, we should try to use that first set also. So Gemara says, well, you can't really compare. Dilma, shani hosam, maybe over there it's different. De beidna, see, the difference by the pushka is, the reason why you're taking money from the first pushka, because it's possible that by the time you're ready to take money from the first pushka, the second and the third aren't even ready, bichlal, to be used, because they may not be full, and you're only supposed to take truma from the pushka once it's full. Whereas, in our case, both animals are now ready to be, equally ready to be used, because you haven't gotten to the stage where you're going to carbon the same. So they're now really on equal footing. So there's no reason to say that we should take the first one over the second one. Again, in the case of the pushka, there was a reason why, there was a logical reason why you would want to take from the first pushka, because it was the pushka that was ready before any of the other ones were ready. So Mamela, it had the priority. Whereas over here, where there's no real priority, there's no reason why we should take the first one over the second one. So we need another case that matches our example. Ela Amar Rabbi Yosi de Pesach. We're going to take the example where Rabbi Yosi says this, has this concept in the context of a carbon Pesach. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Hamafresh pischa, if a person designates an animal to be brought as his carbon Pesach. The ovad, and that animal got lost. The hifresh achar tachtov. So he went ahead and he designated a second animal. The achar kach nimsa harishayin. And then before chatzois, he found the first animal. So now, by the time chatzois rolls around, he has both animals equally available to be brought as the carbon Pesach. Ha'resh neim oimdin, both of them are here. Eizmehen sheyir tziyikarev. Divrei chachamim. The chachamim say, yeah. So now that both of them are here, either one of them could be used as a carbon. You can pick whichever one you want. Rabbi Yosi says, no, mitzvah berishon. You should dafka use the first one, because since it was first, you should stick with the first one. It's always a mitzvah. It's better to use the first one that was designated for this purpose. However, just to finish the brice on the top of Amud Beis, v'imhoya sheni muvchur mimenu yivienu. But if the second one has a better quality of some sort, you should use the second one because it's better, and we always want to try to bring the best carbon possible as a carbon. In any event, we see the Rabbi Yossi says that when you have an opportunity two equal animals to be brought as a carbon, we try to pick the first one that was designated. So to over here, since we had two designations, one was first and one was second, we'll try for the mitzvah to try to pick the animal that was designated first. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Rava Deka Masnisan Kavosei De Rav. We have our Mishnah, as we'll see, is more meduyik like Rav, meaning that we try to stick to the first set. Ubraisa Kavosei De Rav Yochanan. We're going to have a Braisa that seems to indicate more like Rabbi Yochanan, that we actually use the second set and not the first set, and we'll see why. Masnisan Kavosei De Rav. Where do we see that our Mishnah fits like Rav, that we look to use the first set? Diktani Imshel Shem Mace. The example in the Mishnah is if the animal that was going to be brought as the carbon l'shem dies, Zesha Alolav Hagoyro L'shem Yiskayim Tachtov. That makes sense. The new animal that has the goyro that was going to be used for Hashem should replace the one that died. The Idoch Kidekoi Koi. And the other one, meaning the animal that gets the azazel in the second set, remains where it is. So that seems to imply that it remains where it is, meaning it becomes the extra. But we go back and we use the azazel that was already there from before, meaning we're only going of the second set, of the second pair, we're only going to use the one that has the shame, which needs to be replaced. The other one doesn't need to replace anything, so therefore it just stays where it is and it doesn't get used at all. So that's a raya to Rav, that we try to pick the animal from the first set if possible. Braisa Kavosa de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a braisa that implies, like Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that we use the second set. Diktani Sheni, because it says we use the second one. Eini Yodea Im Sheni Shebezug Rishon Im Sheni Shebezug Sheni. When we say the second one, all we know is there are two. Which one is the second one? Is it the second one because it's the leftover from the first pair, or is it the second one because it's part of the second pair entirely? So the Gemara explains Kishu Omer Yamod Chai. Since it says you should take the one that's alive and not the one that's part of the pair that had a dead partner, so therefore it seems to imply that we're talking about the second set, because the second set has no pair, no part of the match that was dead. Now my mashma, how did the words Yamad Chai really prove that we're talking about from that it has to be from the second set? The Gemara understands it as follows: Yamod Chai v'loy shekvar omad, because we take the animals that are now standing and ready, designated for the carbon, as opposed to an animal that already had that Yamod Chai. Meaning, the way Rashi explains is that it has a double Yamod, that it'll be standing there twice: once when it had the girdle from before, and now a second time it's going to be used. It's going to be matched up with a second animal. We'd rather, by the fact that it says Yamod Chai, seems to imply only once, that it's only once standing there to be paired up, that's the preferable animal. And that's the raya to Rabbi Yochanan, that you pick the second set, because the second set is the only one that was that was part of the process once, as opposed to the first set was now being matched up with the second animal. Okay, so now that we have explained the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara then continues. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, the Oid Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda argues on Tadakama in two things. This is the second thing that Rabbi Yehuda argues. Nishbach Adam Yomus HaMishtalech. If even after the Shechita, the blood from the carbon, the Shem, was spilled out, so we're going to have to come up with a new animal, we're going to have to start the process over for the Shem. Yomus HaMishtalech. So too, we have to take the Mishtalech that was already sent, we have to replace that one as well. Meis HaMishtalech. And similarly, if the Azazel, the animal Azazel, dies, Yishpach Adam, so even the carbon inside the Beis HaMikdash has to be replaced. You spill it out and you start over again. So now, if that's our Mishnah, let's try to understand this. Bishlam of the Rabbi Yochanan to Omer Baalei Chayim Nidchin Mishum Hachi Yomus HaMishtalech. So I understand, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that once you have a problem, even while the animal's alive, and you have to match it up again, so it makes sense that you have if the inside carbon, the L'shem, has a problem, the Mishtaleach, even though it's currently alive, also has to be replaced, because remember, Rabbi Yochanan Shita is, even while the animal is alive, a problem will make it ineligible for the rest of the carbon. So according to Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that makes sense. El Rav, but according to Rav, Amar Baal HaChayim Einan Itchin, but according to Rav, that while the animal is alive, it's not a problem, just wait for the problem to be resolved. Amai Yomus HaMishtaleach. Why should the Azazel, the one that you already sent out of the Beis HaMikdash, have to be replaced? Just do the girl over again, replace the L'shem, and the Mishtaleach that was already sent, let it go. Amaloch Rav, so Rav will say, Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda loy kamina. He says, Anachanami, ki kamina aliba the Rabbanon. I never meant to explain my Shita according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. I only meant it according to the Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, let's say, that is going to be a problem. So, that's the Shita that I was going to say that you can stick to the first pier. But according to Rabbi Yehuda that says that the animal has to die, it becomes extra and it has to die, I never meant to explain my Shita according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Anachanami according to Rabbi Yehuda, the first animal also becomes completely problematic, and we're going to use the second set. So, it only comes out according to the Rabbanan. Now the Gemara brings another raya. Bishloim l'Rav, actually this braisa makes sense, according to Rav. B'hal pligi Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanan. So now, according to Rav, remember that Rav says, I only made my statement that we use the first pier according to the Rabbanan, not according to Rabbi Yehuda. That could explain, and that could be the Pshat, and the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. El Rabbi Yochanan, but my pligi. See, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, it comes out according to Rabbi Yochanan, that even according to the Rabbanan, we no longer use the animal from the first set. We're only going to use the animal from the second set. So the Rabbanan hold you use the second set, because remember, Rabbi Yochanan Shita is Baal Chaim Nidchim. Once there's a problem, there's a problem. So according to the Rabbanan, we always use the second set, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, we use the second set. So what is Rabbi Yehuda coming to argue? They both saying the same sheet, the same thing. El Rabbi Yochanan, but my pliki. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, what are Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan arguing about? Amarava. Yeah, this is exactly the point where we said before that the Mishnah actually only works out according to Rav, not according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is going to be a problem to figure out how the whole Mishnah works, including what the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is. Because of the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says va'oid, he has another machlokes, so we have to figure out what the first machlokes is in order to understand what the second machlokes is. So according to Rav, the first machlokes is simply whether we use the first pair or the second pair. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what are they arguing about that Rabbi Yehuda has the second point that he's trying to make? His second point is really the first point according to Rabbi Yochanan, because everybody would agree that you always use the second pair. Finally, the Gemara has another ayat. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. This is a really different Mishnah. She'ein chatas tzibur. Well, actually, this line comes from our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says she'ein chatas tzibur meso. Hodi yochid ki agavna meso. The diuk is our Mishnah says that the chatas tzibur ain't a meso. You know, as you know, there's halacha l'moshe mesina that there are five korban chatos that once they go through a certain process, the animal has no use, and therefore we have to allow the animal to die. One example is that once the owner of the animal has a kapara, so the second animal, the extra animal can't be used anymore, so the animal has to die. But that's only true when it's a private individual, because the private individual the private individual died. That's one example. So if he died, he can't get a kapara anymore, so we can't use that animal, so it has to die. But by the tzibur, there's no such thing as the tzibur dying. So therefore, that animal can always be used. So, fine. Now, that's only true by the tzibur, that the tzibur has this halacha. Sorry, that's only true, right, by the tzibur, that the tzibur can't die, so mamela, the animal still remains intact. But if it was a yachid, if this same scenario would happen in the case of an individual person, his animal would have to die. Ki agavna mesa. So now, if that's true, we have to take our example from our Mishnah, try to apply it in the scenario of a yachid, and see what would be the halacha. So we have another machlokes that's really not here in our Masechta, that's brought down in Masechtas Tmura. So let's see what's going on over there to apply it over here. So Bishlam of the Rabbi Yochanan ki Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Yochanan can explain the Mishnah in Tmura, and we'll explain in one second what that is, that he'll hold like Rabbi Abba Shita, the Omer Rav, like Rav Abba Omer Rav, the Omer Rav Abba Omer Rav, that Rav Abba Omer Rav says, Hakom moidim she'im neskaper b'she'ina avuda, avuda meser. So you have like this. It depends. Let's take a regular simple case where I had a regular korban chatos and somehow the animal ran away. I lost it, so I replaced it with a second animal. And now I found the first animal before I brought my korban. So I have the two animals standing in front of me as potential korbanos for use as a korban chatos. So according to Rav, Rabbi Abba Amar Rav, it depends on which animal you end up using will change the halacha for the status of the second one. See, like this. That if you use your original carbon, so then, meaning I use the one that I lost and now found, The replacement animal is completely extra. Everybody agrees, there's no machlokes, that the extra animal has to die. Because it has no point, it has no purpose whatsoever, so the second animal is for sure gonna die. There is a machlokes, however, the other way around. Let's say I end up using, now that I have both animals here, for whatever reason I choose to use the replacement animal. So what happens to the first animal? Do I have to also let it die? Or do I let it graze? That's going to be a machlokes, and that's a machlokes in the Gemara and Temura. So let's just read the statement inside to understand that and how it applies over here. That again, using the last line of the Gemara on Amud Beis, it says the Amar Rav Abba Bar Amarav on the top now of Samach Amud Aleph. Hakol Moedim Sheim Neskaper B'Sheina Avuda. If you end up bringing your carbon from the one that was not lost, meaning that I used the replacement Avuda Mesa. Everybody agrees that the one that got lost. And now it got found again. So since that was originally designated as a carbon, and I did not use it, so it has no purpose anymore. So we're going to let. I said it backwards, by the way, before. So now it's obviously the way the Gemara says it. If I get the kapara from the replacement animal, the avuda mesa, then the one that I lost and now becomes extra. That one for sure has to die. So now. So that makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan, because he holds balei chayim nidchin, because since that animal was once designated as a carbon, and now when I ended up using the other one, for sure this one was nidcha, and it definitely has to die. So that makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan. El Rav havelei kamafer shtei chatois la'achrayus. But according to Rav, that says balei chayim are not nidchin, now that both korbanos are in front of me, it should be that I have two available korbanos, and once I have two available korbanos, there should be no difference in the halacha, and both of them should be able to graze as opposed to one of them having to die. As the Gemara continues to explain, let's say, when I originally designated, I knew I had to bring a korban chatos, and I didn't know, I couldn't decide which animal I was going to use. So I say, one of these two are going to be my chatos. The halacha is meskaper ba'achas mehen v'ashni yatira. I get my kapara, I use one of them, and the second one just has to graze. So over here also, according to Rav that holds balachaim eino nidchin, once I found the second carbon and they're both here available for use, I should be back to the status of that I have two choices, and whichever one I use, the other one should have to graze. Why does, according to Rabbi Yehuda, have to be that the animal dies? Even if we're talking about a yachid, why does it have to die? Both of them are equally available. So the Gemara answers, right? So why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we understand because the first one was a problem because it was mamish, the designation. And then it became pushed off. Over here, they're on equal footing. So the Gemara says, actually, they're not on equal footing. Kivan to Omer Rava, Rav Savala Karabi Yosi. Since we said before, when we explained the Gemara Namad Aleph, on Samach Dalet Namad Aleph, that Rav holds like Rabbi Yosi, the Omer Mitzvah Berishoin, that says it's always, whenever you have the two animals in front of you, you always use the first one. Meikaro Kamaafresh Le'ibud Dami. So it comes out that when you took the second animal, when you took that second animal as a replacement, you already knew that it was subordinate and not as on equal footing to the first animal. So Mamela, once you find that first animal and you're going to use that first animal, that means the second animal was always destined to have a problem and was going to die. So Mamela, the whole understanding according to Rav that you could use either one and therefore the second one has no essential, in essence, is not a problem, is only talking about when both of the animals are on equal footing that I could really choose and pick either one. But where one has a preference over the other one, and the second one is really designated and destined to be the extra, so Rav will agree that animal has no real purpose, and Mamela has to die. And that's the case over here also, since I know that I'm always supposed to use the first one, the second one always has that destination, destiny that it's going to be the extra, and therefore it has to die. All right, we'll stop over here.